Planet X, Nibiru. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name. Father, we thank you. We thank you for bringing us along as far as we have come. We don't know how far that is in the grand scheme of the end times, but we are hoping beyond hope that we are nearing the barley harvest. We have lots of indicators, lots of UFO activity, lots of all kinds of testimonies out there that are indicating that at any time there could be a major UFO, fallen angelic, spaceship appearance type of an event that might even be very David Doetry vision of the rapture-like. And Father, it keeps us on the edge of our chairs. We praise you for that. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that anything that we talk about tonight, that if it is not in perfect harmony with your will and just purely benign speculation on our parts, human speculation, Father, it's because we're excited about being with you. We're super excited about being with you, Jesus, at the wedding supper. And we just pray that you will allow it to roll off and fall into just a pure blue sea of your awesome, merciful forgiveness and forgetfulness, and not to lodge in anybody's hearts or to trouble anybody's hearts. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that no hearts will be troubled about these things. These are many of the things that we talk about on this program are nothing more than sanctified hunches. We're trying to estimate as best as we can what's going on with the information flow out there that, Father, you know, is more corrupt and satanic than probably it has ever been since before there was time. And we just give you all the praise and thank you for keeping us on the edge of our seats. Thank you for helping us to be able to see the things that are happening. Even if we don't have a perfect understanding, even if we have an understanding that's clouded with information that's coming from other sources, it doesn't matter, Father. We just pray in Jesus' name that anything that is not, you know, that needs to lodge into the hearts, that needs to embed and anoint people, Father God, and make them ready, make them be on their knees, dwelling in the, you know, seeking you in the secret place of the Most High, dwelling in that place, being on our knees and praying for the lost, being on our knees and praying for ourselves, being on our knees and praying that we are counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, Luke 21:36, and stand before you, Jesus, at the wedding supper. Father, we just pray in Jesus' name that the things that we talk about tonight will touch people, motivate them, and bring them to a place of holiness and righteousness, as it says in Isaiah 26, I believe it's verse 9. When your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that we will be gone from here at that time, that we will be gathered with the cloud of witnesses, that we will be looking down from that glory portal in heaven and already have gone through the wedding supper, perhaps maybe waiting for that awesome moment in time when we come back with you on those white horses, Father God, when 10,000 of your saints come back to establish the millennial kingdom. Father, we just give you all the praise and honor and glory and worship you and thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to electronically send out information for people to consider and to also look forward to keep their eyes peeled, just as Jesus told us, watch ye therefore, for if we knew the time that the thief was going to come, we would be standing guard and watching. And we do know that that time is very close. We thank you for helping us to understand that we are definitely part of the fig tree generation. And as difficult as it is amongst all of the lies, which are more intense, all of the censorship that's as more intense than ever before in the 14 years, give or take a couple of months that I've been doing this stuff. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you will help us to sift through all the data, find the information that's relevant, and be able to just kind of lift it up before everyone and keep us on the edge of our seats the way that we need to. Imbue in us, Father God, an anointing of strength. Give us the patience of Job and help us to remember to pray for the lost, to pray for the people in Goma Town and Pipes International. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's pretty hard for me to muster up the strength to keep on doing. You know, I really do love to get the things off my chest that I see. There's something there that I wanted to include. Hold on a second. XAI, new data center. Ooh, that information needs to be included. Okay, so I'm going to keep this queued up in front of my eyes, and hopefully I will not forget it. Okay. All right, so on that note, before I start moving around on my main computer here that helps me to do the programs and a gazillion other things, this is essentially an hour to continuation of the program that I entitled before, The Hidden Agenda, But How Long? Hour One. Okay, which is now sent out via email and also published on tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, where the guy has his, you know, he's listening to headset and has a, oh my goodness, look on his face. Praise God. So I do my best to get these programs out via email, but they are getting scooped up like crazy by spam catchers. I've had a number of people, as I've mentioned many times in the past, say, John, are you still doing shows? And I'm like, yeah, check your spam folder. And then they come back to me and they're like, oh wow, look at all those in the spam folder. And for those of you who are you know, not really super hyper technical, typically depending on what email, web-based email system you're using, Hotmail, whatever it may be, I don't know, Yahoo, there's usually some function in there where you can go to the spam folder and you can click one time just to select the email that you want to not be spam anymore, and you can mark it to as not spam, and then it will make it into your inbox as you ultimately wanted to be the case. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And of course, also please consider this. You know, we have inheritance and rewards when we make it into heaven. And I could take the time. I don't know if I'll do it on this program. I will say this. I'm starting to burn out a little bit on the back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Trump's going to do this. Trump's not going to do this. Trump's going to do this. Trump's not going to do this. Zelensky's going to sign. Zelensky's not going to sign. We're going to attack Russia. We're not going to attack Russia. There is so much creepy weirdness bouncing around like a bunch of, you know, lotto balls in one of those, plastic containers that they do when they draw lotto. That's a lot of, you know, what's going on right now with the headlines. They're just not consistent. People are starting to fight with each other on Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it. People are complaining. There are people in the House of Representatives and the Senate right now that are having meetings, and they're complaining about how Elon Musk is handling things. I really don't think, and I'm just going to stick to my, you know, I don't like this term, but I'm going to stick to my guns, okay, on this particular subject. I do believe that Trump is a reptilian. I know as a fact that he is an extremely high up. I don't know how high they go, maybe Grand Poobah or Worshipful Master in the Scottish Rite. Okay, this is why his family does that triangular symbol. I even have a video or a picture of Pam Bondi and one of her little friends, making a Scottish Rite type triangle symbol, a Masonic symbol, together in one of their rooms. So we're talking about a collection of people. We all have this tendency to think that Donald Trump is, or whatever it is, has picked out a bunch of, you know, good people, righteous people, people that are going to do good things. But you know what? The reality of it is, as soon as they join the club, they're immediately out there pledging allegiance to the Khazars, the evil 80% of the Babylonian Talmudic Yiddish speaking not Jews that are not Jews, synagogue of Satan people, and they're not. It's unbelievable. That's that happened with Dan Bongino. It's just unbelievable. And people are catching on. That's the most important part. People are catching on. And right now, there is a series of fights. There's a war going on Twitter and X, depending on how well your feed is tuned. And people are fighting. People are angry. They're upset, very, very much so. They're saying, they're sending messages over to Pam Bondi, and they're saying, where is the Epstein list? You've had it long enough. We know that you're scrubbing it. They get reports about the FBI and the CIA getting caught in their offices, scrubbing servers, scrubbing data from drives and things like that. And then, of course, there's claims about Patel out there supposedly arresting some of the people, and then they're going in and collecting up people. Various three-letter agency folks that are out there trying to destroy evidence. But it's beside the point, because Bondi had admitted that she had the Epstein list on her desk. So the question I have is, was it scrubbed before it even made it to her desk? Or was she commanded by the evil ones that are involved in all of this to scrub it for them before it was released? But if anybody thinks for a nanosecond, for a fraction of a nanosecond, for an infinitesimally small fraction of a nanosecond, that they are going to release names like Bill Clinton, Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Gates, any of these people, believe it or not, forget it. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. And there's a lot of people out there that are salivating right now for vengeance. They're salivating for vengeance because they're not really true Christians. They don't really read the Bible. They claim to be anointed to do whatever it is that they think that they're doing. They come out and do all kinds of Christian-sounding things on X. They tell people to pray. They tell people that Jesus is King. But then when you listen to them long enough, you realize they're not reading their Bible at all. In fact, the fact of the matter is that the vast majority of churchianity in the United States of Babylon the Great isn't reading. The pastors that are standing at the podiums of these churches are not reading their Bible, or they're just not understanding it, which may be the case and is just absolutely awful to think about. And then, of course, some of the larger churches we know as a fact have reptilian beings. They are tares, okay, standing behind the podium. So we've got just a mess of a situation. This is why the Bible segregates off sections of it that say things like there will come a time, essentially when people will have itching ears and they will be proud and their love for one another will wax or wane or whatever. And they will heap up for themselves teachers that will, satisfy their itching ears. They don't want to hear about the devil. They don't want to hear about the fact that they can't have any unforgiveness in their lives or they're going to end up in hell. They don't want to hear anything. They just want to hear platitudes and how good everything is. They don't want to hear what the rules of the kingdom are. They don't want to understand that God, Lucifer, unfortunately, but he was God's greatest created being, and Jesus got together billions, if not trillions of years ago, and designed the roles of the universes, designed the roles of the dimensions, designed who is going to live where and what beings were going to be in different civilizations all across the planets and the universes that we are able to see in the space telescopes. And all those roles were created even before Lucifer had fallen. That's why God is holy, holy, holy. Okay, that when it's said three times, that means a lot. That means holy to the point that you cannot even conceive the magnitude of that holiness. God is the God of gods, little g gods. In Psalms, he's referred to as Yahweh El, God of gods. He is the Most High, El Elyon, Most High God. Well, you got to have minor gods in order to be the Most High God, don't you now? Surely you do. Lucifer is a son of God, believe it or not, but he's fallen. And so are all the other fallen ones and the fallen angels that are doing all the things that they're doing. Does that mean that every single being that comes into this strange prison zone that we're living in right now, this hologram, as Albert Einstein had put it, albeit a very convincing one? Yes. They're called holy watchers, and you can find that in the book of Daniel. I saw a watcher, a holy one in my vision. See, everybody thinks that watchers are automatically by default. They're evil. They're fallen because they go back to, you know, Genesis 6:4. No, that is not the case. There are watchers that are holy. The complexities of God's cosmology are fascinating. To people like me, they're very, very fascinating. And in future shows, I'm going to dedicate some time to talk about those things. And in future shows, I'm going to dedicate some time to talk about how to pray for people who may be new. Now, those that have been around for the last 14 years and have listened to a whole bunch of prayer vigils and have probably downloaded quite a few, they already have that information. But for those that do not have that information, it's very important to know. Also, we will review how Satan stops our prayers, combat in the heavenly realm. The more accurate term is spiritual realm, which is where the demons reside. Okay, and it's a very stinky, horrible place, and that's where the Satanist astro projector go up and stop the prayers of the saints. And there are repercussions when we don't pray through. When we just do mamby-pamby, wimpy little prayers and go about our day, those prayers are getting stopped by the Satanists. Unless you are gifted with speaking in tongues, and then they go straight up into the throne room and bypass the stack of petitions that God has to go through. They go directly into the heart and the mind of the Godhead. And they're heard immediately, and they're acted upon potentially immediately if God so desires. Speaking in tongues is arguably one of the most powerful and impressive, awesome gifts that you can possibly get. And many, many people that have the baptism of the Holy Spirit did not receive the gift of speaking in tongues, like the Pentecostals suggest that you have to have, or else, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, they like to say. Well, I come from a Pentecostal background. I come from a non-denominational, Holy Spirit-filled, bring down the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues background, and I'm here to tell you, there is a humongous number of people that have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but did not receive the gift of speaking in tongues. And they're literally just the closing of a door, mimicking somebody else speaking in tongues, praise music turned on, get away from your kids, lock the door, be in the presence of God, and immerse yourself in worship to the point that you are so submersed in that worship that nothing can possibly bother you. No sound, no bang, no nothing, no birds tweeting, no garbage trucks, whatever the case is. Seek God with all of your heart. And also, if you mimic the sound of somebody else speaking in tongues while you are in worship, while your hands are raised up to God, while you are immersed in tears and seeking Him with all of your heart, your mind, and your soul as we ought to, you will probably receive the gift of speaking in tongues. Korabashi alalabakunda yamatasi alabashandabasasiya. See, these things are the things that we want to leverage right now. We need these gifts right now more than ever before, because we need to be able to punch to the head of the line in that stack of petitions that are sitting before the great El Elyon, the God of gods, our Heavenly Father. How awesome is that? Thank you, Jesus. Because you can imagine, as things get darker across the world, you can definitely imagine that there are a lot more people praying now than were praying in the past, which, by the way, is by God's perfect design. Thank you, Jesus. So then, kids, are you ready for a continuation of part two of the hidden agenda? And but how long? Hour number two? Praise God. You kids are always ready for everything, aren't you? You're just ready to tackle everything. You're ready to go home and be with Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's this lady that's, she posted it on Twitter. Evidently, she's also on TikTok. And she said, here, I've got to expand it and magnify it because I can't read it. It's too small for my beleaguered eyes. But she said, this world is exhausting. Her name is Ashley. This world is exhausting. When you see the world for what it really is, the evil, the corruption, the lies, it is a heavy burden to carry around. And when your family and friends and coworkers don't see the world like you do, and you think you're that they think you're the crazy one, it can be tiring. This world is no longer the same. And I don't know about anybody else, but I am so ready for Jesus to come back. And you know what? I'll tell you something, Ashley. You don't have to be ready for Jesus to come back. You just have to be ready for the barley harvest. Praise God, because he's coming back for us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Anyway, on that note, let's go ahead and continue with part two of The Hidden Agenda, hour two, But How Long? And then I'm also going to, you know, chit-chat a little bit about some of the things that are going on Twitter, on X, some of the promises that have been made that are going to go to the wayside, some of the fighting that's going on, the lies, all that kind of stuff. It's very difficult to draw a conclusion, I'll tell you that. But the one thing that I find exceedingly encouraging personally is that the people on Twitter are fighting. And that's a very, very good thing. When you have a very large number of people fighting amongst one another because they're mad about the time it's taken for Pam Bondi to release the Epstein list, and it's a lot more than that, it's very, very noteworthy. Praise God. Alrighty then, praise God. So unfortunately, I'm sitting here in my office. I guess it's fortunate and unfortunate. It can be challenging. But anyway, the project that I'm on right now is Mega Billions, as usual. Anyway, these guys, they don't have a clock. They work late. They're in different time zones, and too bad for you. Okay, you can turn your phone off and you can silence it if you want to, but that also offers up a remarkable and highly noteworthy amount of risk, because if you don't answer them right away, they make the decision for you. And sometimes that decision is, well, we'll just say it's a polar opposite of what you would have hoped for in your wildest imagination. Hallelujah. So I like to stay in touch. I don't care to, and I find it annoying to have to do it. But I did do it with my last job. I was there for 12 years, and thank you, Jesus, that I did, because there were times when my phone would alert and I'd have to jump in, believe it or not, at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night and literally stop a gigantic gigafire from starting. Thank you, Jesus. So if I got to do that, I got to do that. Thank you, Father. All right. So anyway, that aside, we're going to go ahead and move on into the second hour of this program. And then I'm going to do a commentary. I want to keep the time short. It's at 23 minutes into the hour. And then we'll talk a little bit about some of the main headlines that are going on. But again, it's very important to take note that people are wise. They're picking up on the lies. They're picking up on the fact that Dan Bongino pledged his allegiance to the Khazarian Empire. You know, they're watching, they're listening, and they're going, wait a minute, this is not right, where's the Epstein list? And it's a lot, like I said, it's a lot more than the Epstein list. So they're busted. And you know what? They're going to be nothing more than more busted as every single day goes by. This is going to explode, folks. This is going to explode. Now, remember on the first half of this program, The Hidden Agenda, Hour 1, I used the cyber attack as the example of the black swan type of an event that could potentially happen, whereby people would wake up several days later, turn on their phone, hit a red screen, and have to sign up for a digital ID. In the meantime, the banks would shift over to crypto. They would connect the crypto engines to the rest of the world. if you don't understand the Swiss International Bank of Settlements and how all that stuff works, where they actually convert your money, because $1 in the United States is not worth the same as a Canadian dollar, is not worth the same as a United Kingdom pound, is not worth the same as a euro, okay, or whatever. And I don't know, maybe UK is still on euros, I don't know. It's hard to keep track of it all, but the fact of the matter is that the money doesn't move easily from one place to another. It all has to go through an HCH system and through other electronic communications that are heavily encrypted and protected to go to the Swiss Bank of International Settlements, whereby they convert the value and then move that money, whatever's left of it, over to the individual on the receiving end. So if you send a PayPal to somebody in France, for example, and they say it's, you know, something, something is costing them something, something amount of euros, when you do that conversion, you might be a little bit surprised how much more it is. You know, let's say they say 400 euros. And you're sitting there going, oh, that's not too bad, $400. Okay, no problem there. And then you go and you do the conversion, and all of a sudden you're up to $600 American. So anyway, those are the kinds of things that happen, and they need to have some type of bridge, an electronic bridge, which would be really kind of what crypto does very, very well. So the support of crypto, the support of artificial intelligence, the support of a mega beast computer using quantum chips like the Murano 1, which Microsoft has just announced, and they're supposed to be making data centers. Usually by the time they announce it, it's already a mature technology. They're already using it in supercomputers. They announce it oftentimes 10 years after they've perfected it. Now, is that the case right now? I have no idea. But I just wanted to point out that the first hour of this show, the cyber attack was an example of a type of a black swan event that would be required. It could be anything. It could be a very large Harrington event like solar flare kind of thing. There's many, many things. I was listening to a training webinar just recently about resilience, corporate resilience, and how they're going to stand up to this and how they're going to stand up to that. And they were talking about cyber attacks. And these guys were like serious experts. The one guy had worked for the FBI, he'd worked for some other three-letter agencies. And then he was in the private sector and he was saying, well, this, that, and the other thing, this, that, and the other thing, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm sitting there and my eyes are just starting to burn because the guy was as ignorant as a pig with lipstick. It was unbelievable. He actually believed what he was saying, but he was unbelievably incorrect. He obviously had no idea how Olympic Games worked and what Nitro Zeus is. The problem is that motherboard manufacturers, and these are boards that are inside of routers, infrastructure devices, firewalls, you name it. Now, are they also located in the infrastructure devices that are located in the ecosystems in the cloud, like AWS, GCP, Azure, and all that kind of stuff? And the answer is yes, they are. There is a backbone infrastructure of devices that run those tenancies. So if somebody's doing all their stuff in the cloud, it doesn't exempt them from attacks such as Nitro Zeus. Now, I mentioned Olympic Games and Nitro Zeus to a person that I was working with at my last job when I was doing a job for another company that was a $9 billion global company. And I mentioned those two names to the woman that was sitting beside me who had worked with the CIA and the NSA. And she just about fell off her chair. In fact, she looked at me and, I mean, literally, it was like fire shooting out of her eyes. And she's like, that's classified. And I'm like, well, if it's classified, it's on Prime documentary right now. And she's like, what's the name of it? And I told her the name of it is called Zero Days. That's plural, by the way. Now, I don't even know if it's still out there. If it was on DVD, I would have bought it, but I couldn't find it. Now, there's another Netflix movie series called Zero Day, and that one is also about a cyber attack, taking down a bunch of things and a bunch of people get killed and all the other stuff that goes along with it. And then, of course, you have our buddy Klaus Schwab, who likes to dress up like Darth Vader and tell us all in his German accent, if you were to have a major cyber attack, it would take down all of your systems. It would be 10 times worse than COVID-19. I'm like, oh, would you just shut up and stuff a sock in it? But anyway, praise God, we're moving right along. Are these things going to happen? Well, I'll tell you what. With the nature of the Trump, Musk, Bondi, Patel, Bongino dynamics that are taking place right now, and the rest of them all, I don't think we're off schedule. I really think, oh, by the way, the meteor that NASA was pushing as being a really big threat. There's a 2.43% chance it's going to hit the Earth. Blah, 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 blah. And everybody's getting all worked up about it. And I kept on telling them, no, stop looking at that. That's counterintel. The one we need to be watching is the one that hits in 2029, and it's called Apophis. A-P-O-P-H-I-S. Apophis. Look it up. And by the way, with Nibiru out there, Planet X if you want to, and I'll do a special radio show and catch you all up on all the stuff about Nibiru and Planet X and things like that. With that out there, close enough to planet Earth as it is, to the point where we're actually seeing Anunnaki motherships out there from the viewpoint of the ISS space station. They posted it on Twitter and everybody's like, oh, that's a this and that's a that. And I'm like going, no, it's not. But the Lord told me I'm not supposed to post stuff on Twitter or any of those social media sites because they're collecting names. They're putting them on the red list. They're going to kill them. And the Lord told me, stop. So I don't post anymore. The only one time that I did post was because they were talking about the M23 gang killing people over in Goma Town where Pipes International works. And so I put a link up there for Pipes, and Sammy said, they're getting, I don't know what he, you know, I don't know if the, how many, if, you know, contributions they got, but evidently it did reach some people. So praise Jesus for that, because they were really looking for a way to help people. And there are a lot of good people that are out there that will help, but maybe not, you know. Christianity is interesting because you got the really super duper baby Christians that are like right out of Teen Challenge. You know, that you couldn't put Leonard Ravenhill in front of the podium with a bunch of Teen Challenge Christians sitting in the congregation. It would scare them so bad, they go running out of the church going, oh no, I have no chance of being saved. There's no possible way. I'm going straight to hell for sure. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. Unfortunately, the villages don't exist. The villages are either teaching inappropriately, which there's a lot of those, or, I don't know, the situation is very gruesome out there, folks. It's really gruesome. And unfortunately, when you progress to the place that, you know, Tribulation Now has come to, we've been talking about aliens, demons, time travel, Nephilim, and God, and the cosmology of God. I had Steve Quayle call me up when I was over at the Wing House enjoying some wings, and I freaked out. I was like, you know, hey, this is Steve Quayle. And I was like, whoa, you know, but anyway, time's gone by a long time ago. Got a call from Dr. Jerry Lee. He's with the Lord right now. He's like Zen Garcia. He's read every single part of the pseudo-epigrapha and the apocrypha. The guy's incredibly advanced. We spent hundreds of hours on the phone. He taught me a lot of amazing things. I have his book, Before Genesis. It's incredible. It talks about the locust in Revelation chapter 9 and how that they fly around in outer space in spaceships called Ziths. Z-I-T-H-S. That's why when it says that the locusts come out of the abyss, it doesn't say they come out of the abyss. It says that the smoke rises out of the abyss and goes up into the sky and covers the sun. And then the locusts come through the smoke. That means they're coming from outer space. But anyway, I digress. Kids, you ready to move on? All right. Praise Jesus. So I don't know how far I'll be able to get into all of these things, but I'm going to try to hit as many of them as I can. So the first thing I'm going to do is play the introduction of the entity that refers to itself as Trump. I honestly believe that the Chabad Kabbalah practicing Lubavitch Talmudic Synagogue of Satan had astro projected into the demonic realm, and they appeared in, you know, whoever, I don't know. And then you throw in the part about Trump being, you know, the worshipful master level or whatever, as high up as you can go in the Scottish Rite. All of them are using the symbols. All of them are now. It's so creepy. It's like they get recruited into the command and control team of whatever that is. You can call it Trump if you want. And then they change. And like I said, people are noticing it, and that's a very good thing for us. We want World War III. We need World War III. Without World War III, we're not going to get to the point where the Force Seal is rolling out in concert with and in tandem with the Third Seal, the global financial collapse. We need these things to occur because that will bring us to the place where the barley harvest will occur and we will depart. And then NASA will come on television like Jesus told Pastor Sori Park many years ago. NASA will come on television and tell the entire world that the aliens took the people. And we know that has to be before the great earthquake in Revelation 6:12, because that is so devastating. The tidal wave is so humongous that it wipes out 22 million people on the east coast of Babylon the Great, shakes the entire world. It happens in Ezekiel 38, verse 19. So we know that it's global. Just read the scripture, please, in the name of Jesus. That synchronizes World War III as part of the fourth seal, behold a pale horse, and also the Ezekiel 38 and 39, war, Gog and Magog, praise Jesus. So that gives us harmony and helps us to understand around about what time that we're going to be departing, and we want to be aware of these things. These things are great news. Okay, people that are going like, oh no, this is terrible. Why do they have to be so mean? They are saying that because they don't understand. They don't understand the scripture. They don't understand the barley, wheat, and grape harvest. They don't understand the timing of these things. And so what happens is they get lost in that. And then, you know, unfortunately, they, get tripped up in their understanding. And their allegiance to the world starts to show up. They start talking like fleshy Christians, and they are like, oh no. But remember, James 4:4, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that being friends with the earth is being at enmity, hatred with God? I don't know about you, but especially during this particular time, the time of the parable of the I'm tired, I'm burned out, I'm trying to think of it. We are in the fig tree generation, and we're deep into it. Okay, so right now we're waiting for Luke 21:20, where the enemies of Israel completely surround them. And it says that surround Jerusalem. And it says, get out of there, run for your lives. And it says that that Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the fullness of the Gentiles is brought in. But you know what? The fullness of the Gentiles is continued into the day of the Lord, into the 40 days past the 3 days of darkness, where it says in Revelation chapter 6, verse 12, the sun will turn black as sackcloth of hair. That's your 3 days of darkness. Stop paying attention to these people that are out there saying other things, because it's incorrect. And you will be deceived, and you will be tricked. And then you could even fall into a state of complacency. And what about those who believe what they're listening to out there, only to find out that, well, It's not true. That's why I pad everything that I say on this program. I let you know that this is speculation. I let you know that this is my sanctified imagination. I'm letting you know that the Black Swan event could be something else. But one thing is for sure, the fullness of the Gentiles will continue to be brought in even during the 40 days after the 3 days of darkness. That is the wheat harvest, the final harvest. And those will be the people that become the guests at the wedding supper. You will find that in Matthew 22 in the parable of the, where the king sends out his servants, the wedding feast, I think they call it, the parable of the wedding feast. I believe that's the name. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to go ahead and move on into the news. But before I do, I'm going to go ahead and play, all right, the sound bites that are associated with the first hour of this program, The Hidden Agenda, But How Long? All right, so let's go ahead and go into those right now. All right, the first one here is Trump's introduction to all this stuff. Oh, it's very public. All right, let's listen to this.
The best and most successful business leaders on earth are now racing to invest in the United States. Since November, DMACC has announced plans to invest $40 billion in the U.S., creating at least 10,000 jobs. SoftBank has announced investments of between $100 and $200 billion, creating at least 100,000 American jobs. Oracle and OpenAI and SoftBank are now collectively committing $500 billion to keep the United States on the cutting edge of artificial intelligence. And
there
so many more.
It.
I mean, so many
That's it.
Companies that want to come to the White House and have a little news conference all the time. I said, why don't you just announce it? But they want to come, and I'll do that. I don't mind doing that. I say anytime they want to go $10 billion or more, I'm there. $10 billion or more.
All right. So anyway, in the midst of that announcement, when he was talking about artificial intelligence, cutting edge stuff, he's talking about the Larry Ellison deal. He's talking about the Sam Altman deal. He's talking about the thing actually that Elon Musk kind of made fun of, because he was while the Sam Altman announcement it looked like it was one of the rooms in the White House, but I'm not really sure. Okay, but he had Sam Altman, who's the head of OpenAI, and Larry Ellison, who's the head of Oracle, all exceedingly unbelievably rich people, okay, talking about creating this mega beast computer. They didn't call it a beast. I'm calling it the beast. And if they used the quantum chips, and Musk was making fun of them, saying, they don't have the money yet. I know why he's saying that, because he wants to do it. Okay, he wants to create the quantum computing data center or whatever, because they need that to track the every movement of us. The every movement, everything we do. What they're planning on building is going to make China's current social monitoring system, social score, their facial recognition and biometrics monitoring systems that they have. Even the police have special, like, Google glasses where they can monitor people through their glasses. And they block people from being able to get into their own apartments. They block people from being able to get on public transit. It's absolutely horrible. I have somebody that I monitor on Twitter. She goes by, like, Sing Yong Ping or something like that. But anyway, she puts a lot of videos up there showing you what happens to people in China that don't play by their rules. And it is horrible. And it was Klaus Schwab that pointed over to China and said, they are the model country. They're the model country. They're the way that we all want to be. We want to be like China, China, China. All right. 44 minutes, not leaving me a lot of time. All right. The next one is clinical. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, let me start out with this one. This is Larry Ellison talking about custom mRNA vaccines for all of us. Custom to the problem that we have. But he's talking about cancers. But anybody who has half a brain knows by now that they're parasites and you can get rid of them with fenbendazole and ivermectin, etc. But anyway, listen to this. This is Larry Ellison, the one that Trump is promoting with Sam Altman.
Once we gene sequence that cancer tumor, you can then vaccinate the person, design a vaccine for every individual person to vaccinate them against that cancer. And you can make that vaccine, that mRNA vaccine.
Did you hear that, mRNA?
You can make that robotically, again, using AI in about 48 hours. So imagine early cancer detection.
48 hours.
The development of a cancer vaccine for your particular cancer aimed at you, and have that vaccine available in 48 hours. This is the promise of AI and the promise of the future.
Donald Trump was standing to his left when he said that. Do not be deceived. We are dealing with extreme darkness. Okay, so let's hear a little bit more about this wonderful... excuse me. My goodness, that's the leftover from the... awful sickness that I had there. It lasted for 14 days. I had to have azithromycin for like 10 days. It was just unbelievable. And I still have remnants of it left over. Just watch out, folks. There's a norovirus out there that'll cause you to lose 15 pounds from... it'll be coming out of you from all places. Let's just put it that way. And it lasts a long time, and it's absolutely horrific. And there's other stuff out there people are catching. All right, praise God. So let's take a listen to this one. This has to do with clinical decisions being made. So you don't need your doctor anymore. You don't need United Healthcare. You don't have to call in for a pre-auth. No. It's all going to be happening by the supercomputer that Larry Ellison, Sam Off, and Donald Trump wants us to have. Here we go. Let's hear this.
The system itself is more like a care information system. So if you're looking for, it will look for patients with similar symptoms and similar backgrounds, whether it's genomics, similar genomic signature, similar phenotype, all of this stuff, and it will search all the literature and all the electronic health records and inform that doctor that other doctors have had success treating similar patients in the following way. So it's very close to giving care advice, which we don't do. But it will provide information to doctors. They can see that there was a supporting article in the New England Journal, a Pfizer article that came
Pfizer,
out, a Novo Nordisk
our best
article
friends.
About Ozempic, about what you're prescribing. It's helping you make clinical decisions with the latest information.
Anybody who thinks that that's all it's going to do, think again. All right. So then, if that's not enough, how about AI surveillance for everyone in the United States? After all, we want them to watch every little thing. They're already looking at us with our Samsung TVs and everything else under the sun, but that's okay. I don't care. There is no such thing as privacy. I've told people this a gazillion times, and I'll continue to tell you a gazillion times. I have these conversations, even sometimes with my clients, and they laugh because they know it's true. I think the European Union, they have the strongest privacy. It's called the GDPR laws, and then they just said that anybody who has an Apple device, they got to unencrypt it because they want to be able to read your social media posts. They want to be able to read your emails. They want to be able to read your texts. So they're basically conflicting with their own directives. It's just unbelievable insanity. It's just spleen, shrimp fork, tally-ho. All right, so let's listen to the full surveillance state promise from Donald Trump.
The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on. And it's unimpeachable. The cars have cameras on them. We have a squad car here someplace. But those kind of applications using AI, if we can use AI, and we're using AI to monitor the video. So if that altercation had occurred in Memphis, the chief of police would be immediately notified. It's not people that are looking at those cameras. It's AI that's looking at the cameras. No, no, no. You can't do this. It would be like a shooting. That's going to be immediately, that's going to be an event that's immediately, an alarm is going to go off. It's going to be, and we're going to have supervision. In other words, every police officer is going to be supervised at all times. And the supervision will, and if there's a problem, AI will report the problem and report it to the appropriate person, whether it's the sheriff or the chief or whomever we need to take control of the situation. We have, you know, same thing. We have drones. We just, if there's something going on in a shopping center, and I'll stop. A drone goes out there, get there way faster than a police car. There's no reason for, by the way, high speed chases. You shouldn't have high speed chases between cars. You just have a drone follow the car. I mean, it's very, very simple. And the new generation of autonomous drones.
All righty then. So if there was any doubt in your mind, hopefully that doubt is long gone. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play you this clip. That is, if it's still available out there, because unfortunately, shame on me, I failed to download this one. Okay, so let me go ahead and open it and see if it's still available so you can hear Peter Thiel, the billionaire, and he used to be the partner of the startup PayPal when they were creating PayPal with Elon Musk. Okay, and so anyway, he's the one who created the artificial intelligence engines that were on the dog robots that were going through Gaza and shooting people. Okay, just using artificial intelligence. Hey, look, it's Palestinian. Shooting people. Okay, so let's go ahead and listen to what he has to say. That is, if they haven't censored it yet. What do you know? They have censored it. I had a feeling. Just so you know, Elon Musk has a whole brand new team of censors, and they are fast and they are good. Okay, so it's coming. It's exactly what I said was going to happen. I knew it was going to become a problem for us. And it has. So you cannot hear the Peter Thiel commentary about what they're doing with Palantir. Now, don't get me wrong. If you really wanted to hear the whole story about Whitney Webb has to say about, she calls it the PayPal presidency. That's what she calls it, the PayPal presidency. All right, because she's referring to the Palantir. See, Palantir invested millions, tens of millions of dollars to get J.D. Vance elected. They invested tens of millions of dollars to get Trump elected. Don't you see the loyalty thing? That they're forming this coalition of billionaire corporations to usher in the mark of the beast, to usher in the surveillance state that makes George Orwell fall to his knees and bawl like a baby. Okay, this is stuff that makes Xi Jinping go, dang, I wish I had thought of that. All right. Anyway. All right, let's come over here and take a look and see if how many more things were censored. Darn it. All right, so, okay, let's see if this one's still out there. It is. All right, hold on. Let me scroll this back, make sure the volume is up maximum so you can hear it. Now, this is an event where Donald Trump is hosting it. He's standing at a podium with a presidential seal on it. Is it at the White House? I do not know. However, it is, I think, highly safe to assume that anybody that is in the room at this time, which, by the way, includes a lot of common folks, okay, because they're the ones who are boo, boo, boo. They're booing in the background, okay? And why are they booing, you might ask? See, there are always people in the comments that say, hey, perhaps it was one of those 3D chess moves of Donald Trump. Maybe he did it on purpose. Maybe this, maybe that. And it's like, no. You read the vast majority of the comments and people are like, what the? No way! And they are, well, I'm not going to use the colloquialisms that are truly necessary to explain the magnitude of the anger associated with something like this. This is Trump. Now, do you think that anybody could just walk in the door? Do you think that anybody could just walk in the door? I don't think so. He, Donald Trump, is going to introduce to the audience one of his friends, a great businessman, he says, by the name of Bourla, CEO of Pfizer. I have a video of him on tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, of his neck going out and in and out and in and out and in like a lizard, because he's a reptilian. They want us dead. Remember when they had the Grammys or whatever, and they had that satanic dressed in all red and all these women dancing around Satan, and they had bloody babies strapped to their chests. And then, you know, as all this stuff is going on and they're having this ritual ceremony at the Grammys and there's blood everywhere and it's unbelievable, then up on the screen comes, brought to you by Pfizer. Well, this is Trump introducing Mr. Bourla to the crowd. Let's listen to this.
We also have the head of Pfizer here, so I want to thank him. One of the great, great people.
Great
people.
One
of the great businessmen.
Great businessmen.
Thank you, Albert.
Thank you, Albert. Hear the people booing?
Thank you very much. Thank you. We also have the head of Pfizer here.
I want to hear that one more time.
So I want to thank him. One of the great... great people, one of the great businessmen. Thank you, Albert. Thank you.
If there's anybody that has heard these audio bites thus far, I highly recommend that you go to a website called Unlimited Hangouts. That's where Whitney Webb's website is. And there are podcasts that she does. And the one is called The PayPal Presidency, and it's highly recommended listening if you want to get the behind-the-scenes details. She's also the author of One Nation Under Blackmail, Part 1 and Part 2. Part 2 focuses on the Epstein list. And keep in mind that there are a whole lot of people that are very, very not happy about the fact that Bondi is not releasing the Epstein list. They're like, you guys are scrubbing it. We know what you're up to. Oh, and by the way, the CDC withdrawal that Trump promised ain't going to happen. Turns out that you, I'm sorry, hold on a second. Yeah, they have to give a 1-year notice and get congressional approval before Trump can, you know, withdraw from the, you know, Center for Disease Control and all that. All right. So there's all kinds of stuff. Oh, there's a fellow by the name. I want to share this with you. There's a fellow by the name of Uri, U-R-I, Geller, G-E-L-L-E-R. Okay. And what he is saying, and I'm just going to go ahead and read this to you. He says, he says, friends, whether you believe it or not, I am pretty well connected to the White House. Soon there will be a mind-blowing revelation, which I can only compare, and I say it again, compare to a gigantic tsunami or an 11.5 mega earthquake or a nuclear blast. This revelation will shock the theological thinking, historical events, the biblical events, the archaeological shock for the U.S. ordinary individuals. The line. He says, I told you, I've always believed and I've always known, send your love from Israel, the Holy Land where Jesus Christ walked, because that's where Mr. Geller lives. I've seen him. There was a documentary that I watched one time called Spycraft, and they actually had a segment of the documentary dedicated to Mr. Geller because of his incredible accuracy. Now, you know what? I don't know what he does. I don't know if he's summoning demons. I have no idea. Okay, it's you know, that's not where I'm going with this. Well, I'm just passing along the information that's being posted on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it for millions of people to be able to see. And this is very substantial if it's true. Okay, so praise God. We're just going to go ahead and move on. I wanted to share that with you because it is highly relevant to the things that are going on out there. there. All right, now let me take a look here and scroll up. I had some other things that I posted. Stand by. Oh, I picked one of the ones I shouldn't have. There are certain people that I talk to on Google Chat, and we get into these long, lengthy conversations, and by golly, some of them just run on and on and on and on. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and I'm getting notified by my electronic secretary here that I'm sure is eavesdropping on me like I care. There we go. So I want to read this one to you because it's pretty significant. This is from Representative Ana Paulina Luna. Now, Ana Paulina Luna has a couple of tasks on her desk from the House of Representatives. Okay, and she's supposed to be following up on things like the Epstein list, the CIA, and what they're up to, and all these things, because she's in charge on one of the committees to be going over these things and what's going on in the intelligence agencies that might be treason that they need to prosecute. Of course, the Epstein list was given. It was publicly announced. It was publicly announced that the Epstein list was given to Pam Bondi. But everybody's going, Bondi, where's the Epstein list? Where's the Epstein list? It's been going on for days. So anyway, yesterday, I believe it was, Ana Paulina Luna says, there's a massive war happening in the intelligence agencies right now. The corruption is being exposed right now, and it's actual treason. And then she quotes another man on Twitter, or X, named Charlie Kirk. She says, CNN now says that top leadership at the CIA are worried anti-Trump personnel may be motivated to sell out America to a foreign power. In other words, the people who created the Russia scandal are deleting things. They're using wiping systems. They're shredding the dickens out of paper like crazy. It says on the CIA's seventh floor, home to top leadership of the CIA, some officers are also quietly discussing how mass firings and the buyouts already offered to staff risk creating a group of disgruntled former employees who might be motivated to take what they know to a foreign intelligence service. That's quite interesting. Oh, boy. Praise God. So anyway, I'm not going to go into a second hour this evening. I did want you to get at least to be able to hear the seal of information, the cherry on the vanilla cupcake information from Larry Ellison, Sam Altman, just all these people that are involved, even Donald Trump, introducing Borla as a great businessman and people making up all sorts of excuses. No. What we are seeing is the manifestation of the very evil that Alice Bailey wrote about in her book in 1953. It's rising up. This is the fulfillment of 2 Thessalonians 2. Okay, now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend, say anything about anything that's outside of the scope of what we've been discussing so far this night, because it could cause a distraction and people might go into an argument. Oh, I think Donald Duck is the Antichrist. Oh, I think Mickey Mouse is the Antichrist. Oh, I think the earth is triangular shaped and everybody's going to start fighting each other and the name of God is this and the name of God is that. I opened up a online kind of like some of the things that are online right now, but it was a get-together room, a forum is what they called it. And I had like three full-time people that weren't working, three full-time administrators. Okay, they were people that had to watch over all the Christians that joined it. I did this way back in like 2011, 2012, early 2012, mid-2012. And let me tell you, folks, I had people telling me, you're not going to pull it off, Johnny. Don't even bother to do it. Don't even bother. Steve Quayle did it. It failed. This person did it. It failed. It fails. People will start ripping each other's hair out. They'll poke each other in the eye. Christians will fight like it's the end of their life over there. They have one little belief system, and that the name of God is Yah. And if you don't call him Yah, you're going straight to the pit. You know, I don't understand that way of thinking, considering that Jesus in the entire New Testament never referred to our Heavenly Father by anything except Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed and holy is your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on this alien demon-infested rock as it is in heaven. Father, please purify our food, our drink, so that it gets the graphene oxide nanoparticles out of it, the air that we breathe. Purify it for us, Father, before we touch it. And Father, forgive us of our iniquity, our sins, our trespasses, as we forgive those who have sinned and trespass against us. And Father, I know that the scripture really doesn't say, lead us not into temptation, because there are other scriptures that say that God tempts no one. So we know, just by a little common sense, since you don't tempt anybody, that the scripture should have been translated as saying, lead us away, Father, from temptation, because you love us. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And we cannot wait to meet you. Hallelujah. We cannot wait to stand in your presence. Lord Jesus, count us all worthy to be counted worthy, counted worthy, counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man at the wedding supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. God bless you all, and we'll see you next time, whenever that might be. Stay holy.